Coach, you knew coming in you guys were going to be very youthful. A lot of new faces on your varsity team, and it seemed like the shooting really struggled in the first half, but I thought you guys had better shot selection overall in the second half, maybe overall for the ball game. But taking away from game one, what were your overall thoughts on your team's play tonight here?
Well, it was a tough one. I didn't see a lot of inexperienced turnovers, but it was a lot of inexperienced shot selection in the first half, especially. And then just got to be able to knock those shots down. The shots that we did take that were good shots, we couldn't hit them. And nerves, I could see a lot of nerves, and a little bit of focus and understanding. It's just live, full speed varsity action is not what these guys are used to yet.
Yeah, and you've had a lot of practice, but you need to get to face an opponent. But Guymon had already had two games, and they also had a scrimmage along the way as well. But I think you probably saw a lot of kids really, grow up and mature in a short amount of time here, over 32 minutes.
Well, definitely. I think the second half was better, like you said. We still had some issues defensively. Guymon did a great job. They had some guys that played a little bit for them last year, and you could tell that they were conditioned to understand how varsity action works. And we did some things that we get to learn from. It's not always fun to learn from a loss, but we will hopefully learn from them.
I thought rebounding-wise, I think it was a close rebounding battle, but I thought you guys really did a good job of holding your own there in the paint. And they had a really big 6'4", that Enriquez kid, and he was tough to move around there underneath there tonight, but I thought you guys definitely held your own there with the rebounds.
Yeah, and that was a concern of mine, definitely with Big Enriquez. And he was tough to completely keep off the glass. But Carson Tanner and all of our post players did a pretty good job. We got some rebounds from our guards. I'm not sure what you had us for, but it wasn't as bad as what I thought going in that it might be.
It seemed like tonight here you had Aaron Guevara step up with 9, and Luke Tolbert came off the bench, hit a couple big threes in the fourth quarter, really gave you guys a spark and probably made you feel like you guys had definitely a fighting chance coming in there, and you guys were down 5 all of a sudden there, fourth quarter there, and definitely felt like you were very much a part of the game.
Yeah, we needed those shots, and he did a good job of stepping up and knocking them down. A guy that played reserve minutes a little bit, but he played well. Aaron Guevara, we need maybe a little bit more out of him. Aggressiveness in the first half wasn't really there, and then we got a few guys that need to give us more productivity, and they'll get there a little bit. We'll have to go back to work. We don't have a lot of time to prepare for the next, though.
Yeah, quick turnaround here. It's Palmer Ridge on Thursday, Coronado on Friday, and Scott City Saturday. And Palmer Edge, they're always a well-coached team and a pretty disciplined team coming out of Colorado every year that you guys will be facing there on Thursday.
Yeah, they're very solid. They do a great job, coaching staff, and players play really hard and understand the game and play well together. They're always tough coming to the Garden in December or whatever that we end up playing them.
Should be a fun weekend here. Some big games coming up for you guys Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Starts with Palmer Ridge. Coach J.C. Holloway joining me post-game. Thanks as always, Coach. Good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.